Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
President Biden is mandating all federal employees, federal contractors, and American businesses with over 100 employees be vaccinated.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
President Biden at the start of his term. Republican lawmakers have promised lawsuits will follow, stating the president has way overstepped his authority to the American people. The U.S. Justice Department on Thursday sued Texas, seeking to block enforcement of the heartbeat abortion law.
The act is clearly unconstitutional under long-standing Supreme Court precedent.
USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Department of Justice is suing Texas for the heartbeat law. Tim Berg reports.
The Justice Department is suing Texas over a new abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland saying the law is clearly unconstitutional under longstanding U.S. Supreme Court precedent. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley reacts to Attorney General Merrick Garland's announcement on Fox News.
What is really odd about this is that the Department of Justice is entering as a party. Usually the Department of Justice is an amicus or a friend of the court. Here it's saying we're a party of interest. Anytime a state law threatens constitutional rights, we have skin in the game. That's not exactly how the Department of Justice has operated in the past. And I think some courts are going to ask about that. You know, for example, Garland said, we're going to say that this field is partially or wholly preempted. The Supreme Court has always recognized that states have a right to legislate in the area of abortion. The question is where to draw that line. So this is a major assertion of federal authority, perhaps an unprecedented one.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
During the previous presidential administration, mainstream media considered a mean tweet to be tyranny. That same media is silent when the current president shames and punishes those Americans that choose not to get the COVID-19 vaccine with a presidential mandate.
We're seeing an authoritarian regime full on. He has been completely duplicitous. Remember, there was a time when he said, we will make sure that every American gets out of Afghanistan and they will not be left there. We will not have mass mandates. And now the president has gone back on those two promises that he has violated. And I think I'm hearing, my phone was blowing up all day yesterday from people who I would not suspect would be as upset as others. Many of them were Democrats saying this is just unacceptable. And people are really, it's just an outrage at this point that the president would impose this when we have a, you know, there's no science to back this kind of move. Well, let's hope that there are plenty of lawsuits that are going to be brought in swiftly decided. Look, I got vaccinated. I think the vaccine has proven fairly effective. I've had two pregnant women reach out to me who have been terminated from their positions because they were advised by their doctor not to take the vaccine until after the pregnancy. And so we're going to also have a worker crisis because a lot of people, as we're struggling to get people to get back to work, Now we're going to have even a greater crisis with people who do not want to take the vaccine for medical reasons.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000 with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got Pastor Robert Jeffers with us. It's always a joy to have Dr. Jeffers with us. He's got a new book. Last time we talked, it was A Place Called Heaven, a devotional, 100 Days of Living in the Hope of Eternity. And today we're going to be talking about his new book, Invincible, Conquering the Mountains That Separate You from the Blessed Life. Dr. Jeffers, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Well, Bill, thank you so much for having me.
Well, as you write, as we're going through life, and of course, right now, quite hectic, in light of all the crises that we're dealing with, whether it's a pandemic, what's happening overseas, sadly, natural disasters, to say that it's crazy is an understatement. But this is our world today, right?
Well, it is. And, you know, in the Bible, mountains many times represent obstacles between God's people and God's blessings. And the fact is, Jesus said, if we have faith as tiny as a mustard seed, we can move mountains. Now, we know Jesus wasn't speaking literally, but he was speaking truthfully. These obstacles that are in front of us, we may not be able to eliminate them completely. Obstacles like grief or loneliness or anxiety or fear, we can't once and for all dispense with them, but we can conquer these mountains with God's help. And that's what Invincible is about, Bill. This is not some theoretical book. The fact is, over the last 18 months, we have had some tremendous mountains, obstacles that have emerged. But I believe in Romans 8:37, Paul says God wants us to live more, be more than conquerors. He wants us to be able to conquer these obstacles and not allow them to conquer us.
And I like the idea of invincible when you think about this, because it speaks of having an experiential relationship with these mountains. You're invincible because you've experienced them, and where you turn those mountains into molehills because of what you've experienced with God fighting those antithetical forces on your behalf, right?
Well, that's right, and I love that phrase. You know, we make our molehills into mountains, but God says, I'll take your mountains and turn them into molehills. I mean, he said literally that in Zechariah 4:7. The Israelites were faced with a momentous task of returning to the land and rebuilding the temple. It was insurmountable from their perspective, but God said, what are you, O great mountain? You will become a plain. You will become a molehill. And that's what God wants us to do. And, you know, Bill, when the children of Israel were entering into the promised land, you know, they sent the spies and they came back and said, we know it's a great land, we know God wants us to have it, but there are giants in the land. And there were giants in the land. The problem was their point of reference. They were comparing their problems to the giants instead of comparing their challenge to God himself. I tell people the highest building in the world is 2,700 feet. It's in Dubai. But that building, that office building, as large as it is, it's a molehill compared to Mount Everest that is 29,000 feet. And it's the same with us. When we look at our problems, let's compare our problems not to other people or to our own resources, but to the God that we serve.
And, you know, and this is something that God has been showing me, Pastor, recently, and it is the power of ascension. He's calling us to ascend. When we ascend to him and go into the heavenlies, it gives us a whole different perspective, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And, again, you know, I want to be clear. This isn't a Pollyannish book about, you know, pray these simple words and your problems will disappear. I believe that there's only one thing that God asks no cooperation from us in achieving, and that's our salvation. For by grace we're saved through faith. It's not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. But, you know, Bill, for just about every other significant partnership, God refuses to do things alone. He wants our partnership in it. I mean, for example, he said to Adam and Eve, I'm going to create for you a perfect garden, but your job is to cultivate it and keep it. He said to the Israelites, I'm going to give you this land, but you're going to have to fight for every square inch of it. Whether we're dealing with struggles like grief or loneliness or anxiety or fear or any of the other mountains, God requires some things from us in addition to his power. And that's what Invincible's about.
Right, and the blessing, as you stated earlier, the blessing is the realization that through God, these mountains of doubt and guilt and anxiety and discouragement and fear and bitterness are being overcome, and you know that it's not of you, it's of God, and boy, I mean, if that doesn't cause you to scream hallelujah, I don't know what else you need.
Well, that's right. And I just really think this is not a time for God's people to be cowering in fear and retreating. And it really concerns me how many churches are just hunkered down. I mean, at our church, we're careful in what we do. But, man, we're going forward with a full program. This is not a time to be fearful. It's a time to be invincible because of who we are in Christ.
Amen. You know, this is another picture, Dr. Jeffers, that God has shown me. And he took me to the desert where the children were being, there was a plague that broke out. And I love how Dallas Jenkins presented this. This is, you know, in a practical sort of way, and you could almost believe this would be the conversation between Moses and Joshua. And Moses gets a word from God, says, look at, put a snake on a stick, raise it up. People who look at it, they'll be healed, and the plague will stop. And the way Dallas presents it is Joshua going, wait a minute, you know, isn't that idolatry? You know, what are you doing? And Moses says, well, all I know is this is what God told me to do. So I'm going to believe, I'm going to trust in God. Just go ahead and do it. And, of course, then, that you know, we know what happens. Nehushtan is raised up. People look, which was symbolic of Jesus Christ, if you can understand and catch that relationship, right? So he raises the snake on the pole, and people are, you know, the plague stops. And I'm in the era of COVID, it's like, okay, God, here we don't have to worry about a snake, Nehushtan. We got Jesus himself. We have the cross. Is the cross not being lifted up here? And I see in various churches just like yours where they've not been fearful. They've not hunkered down. They've not closed their doors. Trusted in the Lord their God, and they're looking on the cross of Christ, and I don't see any, you know, outbreaks coming out of churches, you know, some sort of viral event that happened because, you know, Pastor Robert Jeffers opened up the doors to his church and preached a sermon and told people to trust God. I don't hear that happening.
Well, I would say this. I know many in your audience have different views probably about vaccinations and the vaccine and the virus. I don't think it's an either-or situation. I don't think it's trust in the vaccine completely or trust God and do nothing carefully. I think you can do both. I told my friend Shannon Bream on Fox not long ago. I said, you know, when I get on the Dallas North Tollway every morning, I buckle my safety belt, but I pray for God's protection. You know, We ought to do both things here. We ought to do what we can do to preserve life, but also realize ultimately our lives are in God's hand and we need to move forward.
Amen. There are some practical things to consider, no doubt. Dr. Robert Jeffers is with us. We're talking about his book, Invincible, and we've got more coming up right after this. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NovaLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NovaLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Pastor Robert Jeffers, his new book, Invincible, Conquering the Mountains That Separate You from the Blessed Life. Pastor Jeffers, why Invincible, and why this time? I mean, this just seems, the timeliness of your book, like all your other books, I mean, it's like God's telling you, Robert, time to write this book.
You know, it's so interesting because the way you have to do a book, you know, propose it 2 years ahead of time, and then, you know, we're trying to forecast what the world is going to be dealing with. And when I talk to the publishers about this one being the book for 2021 and 2022, I mean, I honestly thought we would be through this pandemic. It would be over and so forth. But I think God knew, of course, what was going to happen and so forth. And I think he knew exactly that this is the time God's people would need to learn to move beyond the mountains of grief over perhaps the loss they've suffered as a result of the pandemic, over the loneliness that people still feel as they're disconnected from other Christians in their churches. So I think God knew much better than I did what was really going to be needed during this time. And, you know, one of the things I note, Bill, that people and Christians are experiencing right now is a sense of loneliness. I think one of the greatest tragedies of this pandemic has been that Christians have gotten disconnected from one another. And look, we have a big online worship presence. We had 450,000 worshiping with us online last Sunday. But even online worship, as wonderful as it is, it's a cheap substitute for the church. And I really want to encourage people to get back into church. And if your church is still shut down, go to a church that is open. They can be careful, just like we're careful, but it's time for the church to be open and for Christians to be together. Hebrews 10 says, do not forsake the assembling together of yourselves, as has become the habit of some. And we have too many pajama Christians now who have learned how to worship in their PJs instead of with God's people on Sunday, and it's time to stop that.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned the verse in Hebrews, because that was my thought that exactly, is that that interaction that we get, you know, from one another. The Bible also talks about you never know, you know, that person, that word, that aptly spoken word, that word that has been deposited in your spirit that needs to be shared with somebody in the pew next to you. And you never know. And but you, for you not being in the pew, that word is not shared to that person. That could be life changing. That could be, you know, the manifestation of God himself in their lives. Go ahead.
And I tell our people all the time, when you're not in church, that's one less voice praising God, one less Christian exercising a spiritual gift. That's one less person praying during the invitation for people to know Christ as Savior. It does make a difference. And look, it's no secret. I've been very public about this. I believe Christians, unless they have a medical reason not to, ought to get vaccinated, because you can come to church safely when you do that and know you're not going to be harmed, probably, or you're not going to harm somebody else. So play it safe. Play it smart, but get back in church. We need each other in the body of Christ.
Well, like you say, you do these practical things when you're driving. You know, you watch your speed, you put on your seatbelt, right? And we ask God for traveling mercies. You know, these practical things that we've learned along the way. And just like everything else, unfortunately, we have bowed too much to this modern God of science, and it's really knocked us off our path, and we need to be readjusted and get back on, you know, God's path of peace and harmony and, you know, and blessing that that he has for each of his children, right?
That's exactly right, and I think the best is still ahead of us, and I'm just glad that this is the time we can be sharing the message of invincible. We are more than conquerors through him who died for us, Paul said.
Amen. And you talk, you know, you mentioned the loneliness pandemic, and I wanted to unwrap that a little bit more, because you're right. This is what COVID has done to us. It has isolated us. And whether we're talking marriages, you know, families, interrelationships, like we were talking about, you know, people that should be there in church every day, ministering in their own manner, in their own language to one another, this loneliness affect that has taken over. You know, this is going to take some time to get on the other side of this, don't you think?
Yeah, and it all begins, Bill, with an understanding that we really do need other people. Some of your people are going to think I'm a heretic when I say this, but it's true. A relationship with God is not enough to meet your emotional needs. You know how I know that, Bill? Because God said it himself. He put Adam into a perfect garden. They had a relationship untainted by sin before the tree and the serpent. And God said, it's not good for you to be alone. He said, Adam, you need somebody more than me. You need another human being. And we all need that other human being. We need other Christians to fellowship with. And we've got to realize that. And that's the beginning point for moving from loneliness to companionship.
In your book, Invincible, you address the difference between doubt and unbelief. Break that down, if you would.
Yeah, when we talk about moving the mountain of doubt. And look, doubt is not a sin. Unbelief is a subtle conclusion that is sin. But it's natural to have questions, especially after coming through a disaster like this, or the disasters we're witnessing in the news right now, or even disasters in our personal life. We can all have doubts. But, you know, doubt is a lot like mushrooms. Mushrooms grow best in the darkness. Our doubts, if we don't deal with them, can grow in the darkness and become full-blown unbelief if we're not careful. So I would say, you know, talk to God. Be honest about your doubts. He's big enough to handle your doubts, but do something about your doubts. Get answers. Go to a more mature Christian. Sit under the teaching of a good, inspired Bible teacher. There are answers to your doubts. We're having Lee Strobel in our church in a few weeks who had great doubts about the legitimacy of the Christian faith. He did his own searching, his investigation, and found that you could have a credible reason for believing the accounts of the resurrection. There are answers to your questions if you're looking for them.
Exactly. Well, and as you write, the mountain mover himself wants you to know certain things about these mountains, right?
That's right. And look, one of the things we have to do is rid ourselves of this idea that I'm going to deal with temptation. I'm going to deal with doubt. I'm going to deal with loneliness once and for all. I'm going to pray a little prayer, and it's going to be gone forever. It doesn't work that way. I mean, a mountain climber has to work and train and struggle and so forth. And when he climbs one mountain, there's still another one in front of him. But again, with God's help, all things are possible.
Amen. I particularly like this chapter about grief to happiness. Tell our audience about this.
Yeah, and moving from grief to acceptance, I mean, we have to understand all of us have lost something significant probably in the last 2 years. We've lost time. We've lost a loved one. I just had a funeral service Friday for a couple that died within a couple of days of each other in an ICU unit. The family is dealing with grief. And I would just remind people that grief is a process we need to move through. But the good news is it's like a dark tunnel. Once you have started into it, you're already on the way out of it. And Jesus experienced grief when he lost his good friend Lazarus. But as the psalmist said, sorrow endures the evening, but joy comes in the morning. There is a way to move not back to the original normal, but to a new normal if we follow God's principles.
As a dear friend said to me at the loss of his son, he said, it's not that you get over it as much as you get through it, right?
That's exactly right. And some people have said this chapter in my book, Invincible, Moving from Grief to Acceptance, is their favorite chapter in the entire book.
Well, this book describes 10 of the most difficult mountains that can separate you from the blessed life God intended for us. Each chapter will equip you with biblical insights, practical tools, so that when the mountain you face threatens to defeat you, you can conquer it and come out stronger on the other side. Here, here, we all say, and as I said, we all praise God and say hallelujah for Dr. Robert Jeffers and his book, Invincible, Conquering the Mountains That Separate You from the Blessed Life. Pastor Jeffers, as we wrap things up, 30 seconds left, remind people how they can be connected and get their hands on your book.
Right. The book Invincible comes out this week, and it's available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and in every Hobby Lobby store in America. Encourage people to get the book. By the way, it makes a great book for a small group Bible study or Sunday school class as well.
You will be greatly blessed. And, of course, we'll link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezShow.com. Pastor Jeffers, as always, thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Appreciate you.
Bill, always great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
President Biden is mandating all federal employees, federal contractors, and American businesses with over 100 employees be vaccinated.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power, just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
President Biden at the start of his term. Republican lawmakers have promised lawsuits will follow, stating the president has way overstepped his authority to the American people. The U.S. Justice Department on Thursday sued Texas seeking to block enforcement of the heartbeat abortion law.
The act is clearly unconstitutional under long-standing Supreme Court precedent.
USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. We have the senior fellow at the Hoover Institute, author of Case for Trump, Victor Davis Hanson, is going to be celebrating a birthday real soon in the midst of taking care of all the raisins there on the farm. Victor, there's got to just be something real special about, I mean, farming has been a big part of your life. It's in your blood, and it's just got to be real special to walk the property. I was thinking about that, about how much joy you must get from that.
Yeah, I do. And, it's just something that is predictable, but it's very unpredictable. We think that when you prune a tree or you fertilize a vine that you're going to get a crop, but there's so many things that are unpredictable. Labor and the weather and plant disease and virus and the market. And so I have a lot of respect for farmers. I rent my place out now, but I live there, same house that I've lived there for six generations, 170 wow. years old. But I have the utmost respect for farmers. They're sort of the land version of independent truckers or independent store owners, the kind of people that are the backbone of the middle class.
I mentioned that, of course, you and I have talked about this previously, your book, The Case for Trump, and I had a conversation with Sean Spicer the other day, and I said, well, the next book that needs to come out is Trump Was Right.
because we're finding out time and again that the mainstream media, corporate America, social media, big tech giants had created this cabal to say anything that was associated with Trump was bad. And here we are, 8 months into this new administration, and practically we're realizing that Trump was right. I mean, even to the point that recently the FBI had to admit after investigating January 6th that, Trump was unfairly implicated, that they basically gave him, clearance on this, said that he was not responsible for this alleged insurrection that took place on the 6th of January.
Yeah, it's almost eerie. The FBI hoax, the collusion hoax has been exposed. And then remember also that the media said that he was doing a photo op with General Milley and had ordered tear gas to clear grounds. And the Inspector General of the Homeland Security found that to be a complete lie. Of course, General Milley never apologized. In fact, he leaked to the press that he was so upset with this staged photo op and using tear gas that he wanted to resign. Would that he resign now for real? But yeah,
exactly.
This idea that deductively everything Trump was for, Biden will be against, whether it's energy, it shows that we were pumping 3 million barrels more, we were energy insufficient, competitive, getting people back to work, we're not doing that now, and we have the worst inflation that we've seen in 30 years. Middle East, Abraham Accords, they undid the graduated and withdrawal from Afghanistan that had checks on it, and we just gave them a blank check, $80 billion in goods, 13 dead. We could go on the border, no need to mention that. But you're right, Bill. Mm-hmm. It's almost that he had the on Midas touch, or I think I call it the Drossy touch, Biden did. Everything he's touched that he inherited, he destroyed.
Yeah, one economist said that if Biden had done nothing, we'd be so much better off, today, if he did nothing. And this is the thing about business and leadership, is when you're, when you are given an economy and you're given so much and you let ideology trump, no pun intended, but Trump, these things that we're working on behalf of the American people. And meanwhile, we start hearing such words as, oh, this is just transitory. When you go to fill up your gas tank, the reality is I'm paying a dollar plus more per gallon. Thank you very much, Joe Biden, not anybody else.
In California, it's $5 and it's 27 cents a kilowatt. We've had brownouts. We've have done nothing in advance to build federal project for the drought. It's killing us. The fire, 60 million trees were left unharvested. Our highways funds were diverted for this Stonehenge high-speed rail project. It was a debacle. And we have people coming across the border, and they're being bused to places like my hometown in Fresno. And this is no COVID test, just like the Afghan resident. We're all a very magnanimous people, but if you're in the military, you have to be tested. If you want to go back and teach school, you got to be tested. But if you're an illegal alien or you want to be a refugee, they exempt you. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And here we are. I mean, it's almost like the start of the pandemic all over again, where you had, in one case, China sending out human viral missiles all over the world. Trump stops them from coming into the West. And I think if he had any kind of support, he would have stopped them in the East. And this could have saved how many millions of lives untold. We can only imagine that. And here we are repeating the mistake again. And it's not Trump. This is Joe Biden sending human viral missiles into the interior. And meanwhile, on one hand, he says, oh, we want mandated vaccines and we've got to we got a booster. And then, the latest, I don't know if you saw this, Victor, but he's now allowing some sort of reprieve and exemption for bureaucrats. They don't have to take the vaccine.
I did say it. And the height of irony was that he has demonized all of the Trump supporters and said, I think it was Michael Hayden retweeted that tweet, could we send the unvaccinated Trump supporters back to on empty planes to Afghanistan? But in fact, that group is so-called white people, if that's a distinct group, do not have the lowest rate of vaccination. And they don't mention the people who do. And then even more disturbingly, the people who talked down the vaccination were Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. She explicitly said she wouldn't get it because Trump's fingerprints didn't want anything associated with him. And Joe Biden said, we're rushing this in for, the left said he's rushing it for political purposes before the election. As soon as they were elected, Joe Biden said that he did it. Remember, he said that not a single person had was vaccinated until he took office, even though 17 million had been. It's loony. I don't understand. It's almost like we're in Alice through the Looking Glass, an alternate world.
Well, without a doubt. And, of course, we can thank the legacy media, social tech, what they've been in social media with all the, you know, canceling that they've been doing. You know, the truth cannot get out. But, you know, the preponderance of the truth is becoming louder and louder, Victor, that I don't know that they can withstand it, because this is the problem with the truth. Even though the lie can, as we know, can go around the world several times before the truth even gets its pants on, as they say, the truth is still there. And it always lasts, and at the same, you know, by the same token, it gnaws at people because they realize, I think at the heart of any human being, particularly here in America, is that, you know, we can get away with some exaggerations and maybe some hyperbole, but if you lie to me, you got a problem. And the Democrats have been getting away with lies for too long, and you wonder, okay, when does the final straw finally do them in?
Yeah, I think for a minute, the Afghanistan debacle, I mean, we've never given away $85 billion in military assistance. That's the largest single infusion in our history. It's more than we've given, almost more than we've given the Jewish state of Israel for the last 70 years combined. And then, you know, we gave up the most valuable air base, just gave it over and was looted and taken over. But that started to embarrass the media for about a week, and they were critical of Biden, and they took a deep breath and thought, well, wait a minute, now they're criticizing us because we hid his cognitive challenges, and they're blaming us, so we better close ranks. And now you see they're blaming Trump and stuff. I guess the metaphor for the whole media distortion is the President of the United States, the former President of the United States is barred from Twitter, but the Taliban are not.
Amazing, huh? Well, that's quite telling in that contrast, like you say, the upside-down world in which we live in right now. And the thing is that even James Carville said this woke doctrine that the Democrats have been embracing is going to be a killer for them.
I think it will. I have confidence in American people that this midterm is going to make 2010 correction of Obama look minor in comparison, because I think people are really angry all across the political spectrum.
Well, and there's a lot more to be talked about as more and more people now, over 50% of America, is saying, look, maybe we should audit that 2020 election thing. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Victor Davis Hanson after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're visiting with Victor Davis Hanson. Victor, it's always a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show. We just so respect your intellect and insight. And one thing I wanted to address here particularly, I know that this has been your passion, what you've been reporting on, is when citizenship dies. Tell our audience about this expose that you're doing right now.
Well, I'm trying to suggest that citizenship is a very rare idea and concept in the history of civilization and takes a lot of work. Multiracial democracies usually don't work when they've been tried. Ours does if we support unity rather than diversity. But I look at the pre-modern challenges, and one is the destruction of the middle class, which has been going on. Without a middle class, you can't have consensual government. I look at you have to have borders so you have a unique culture that can be secure with its customs and traditions. We don't have that. And you have to have the melting pot. You can't have a tribal culture as you did the last days of Rome. I mean, it doesn't work when people identify by their race first and their commonalities second. And then I look at the elite, the postmodern attack, and that's globalism trying to make us into citizens of the world, or the evolutionaries that want to change the Supreme Court membership or the Electoral College or national voting laws or bring in extra states, all very questionable on one vote, by one vote in the Senate that fundamentally changes. Then finally, we have 2 million people that were not elected, and they're in the major bureaucracies. And we see, when we look at the Pentagon and their performance, or James Comey's FBI, or James Clapper's Director of National Intelligence, or John Brennan's CIA, it's pretty scary, or Lois Lerner's IRS. We have judge, jury, and executioner, so to speak, of the bureaucrats.
Is it too simple to say that corruption has been running wild throughout the three-letter agencies of our government?
I don't think so. I think they we have these revolving doors where people that become retired generals, they then revolve into Raytheon, General Dynamics, Lockheed, Northrop, and then they have to sound woke because these corporations are woke, so then they attack conservatives, and then liberal people in Congress give them a pass to be on corporate boards where they sell their knowledge of the Pentagon procurement policy. And then we have all these people in communications that go right out of the Obama administration into Silicon Valley, very high executives. So it is that people rotate in and out of these top-level jobs in the bureaucracy, and they're rewarded. People don't hire them because they're great executives or they would have been successful in the private sector. They hire them because they know how these bureaucracies work and the concessions they can get for private enterprise.
Yeah, the access to our money, ladies and gentlemen, is astounding. That's the door opener, you know, to these corporations that hire these, you know, former generals, as Victor Davis Hanson was just pointing out. Victor, you know, I look at the State of the Union, the tale of two countries, so to speak, and you've addressed this before, is that we have this ruling elite class that is running our world right now, which was never the intent of our founding fathers. It's supposed to be a government of, for, by we the people. And meanwhile, you have we the people that are being told that we have all this racial divide that's taking place. And, you know, when I talk to people of various races, they're scratching their heads. I mean, we've got more interracial marriages than we've ever had. And the kids are being taught in these classrooms today, critical race theory. And I think it's quite interesting if you can appreciate this, where some of these kids come home that are part of an interracial marriage. And mom says, hey, what did you learn today? Well, we learned that you're black and you're good. Dad's white. He's bad. I mean, what happens with that conversation?
Yeah, well, I think what happened to the left is they tried to divide us by class, but this is such a fluid and upper mobility society that never worked. They tried it in the 60s, but then they said, you know what? Race does, because you can be a multimillionaire and still be oppressed in this view. So what's very striking is that we have all of these members of the upper class, Oprah, Meghan Markle, LeBron James, Professor Kendi, and they're all the most elite of the elite, and they're posing as if they're victims because of their skin color, and they can't demonstrably point to any systematic racism, so they come up with these adjectives, systemic racism, or microaggression, or we need a safe space. It's all a nuance because it's not there anymore. This is the most tolerant society after 70 years after the civil rights movement, and it's bizarre, but I have a feeling, and I think most people are starting to catch on, as careerists, whether it's the head of BLM, Ms. Quellers, with her four homes, Topanga Canyon security fence, or Mr. Kendi, $20,000 for, you know, a Zoom for 45 minutes. You get the impression that these people of the upper classes feel that it's very lucrative to indict America. Meanwhile, people fall off airplanes from Afghanistan for the chance to get in here, or walk from Guatemala, and everybody wants to come here, but the people that are here feel that they don't want to leave, but they want to extract concessions for purported victimization of their great-great-grandparents, I guess.
Exactly. When that's the order of the day, why not? I mean, you know, they're opening up the coffers. They're opening up the people's treasury. Why not do that? Speaking of Afghanistan, Victor, being a former Marine myself and traveling across country, I'm in Hawaii right now and in various airports when I stopped in and talking with different former military types. Absolutely heartbroken in seeing what has happened and how Afghanistan has unraveled in this exodus. And everything is, there's, you know, the narrative that the mainstream media would want us to believe is somehow Trump is to blame. But this is solely on Biden and his leadership, is it not?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think everybody understands that privately, even in the Democratic Party. He was the one that decided to give up Bagram Air Force Base, or maybe we can argue whether he took the advice or did not take the advice, but he did it. He's the one that gave them the military equipment. He's the one that made them the Taliban partner. He's the one that did all of this overseas. It's the worst military surrender and skedaddle out of a country in that I can think of since Vietnam. And he's the one that systematically lies about it and tells you, hey, if you have a passport, you can be very you'll just be accommodated and get on a flight. That wasn't true. We even gave the names of people that were going to be evacuated to the Taliban as if that would make them. It was this to say, we gave you $80 billion of the most sophisticated military weapons, and you still are not letting us get out as you promised. So here's the names of everybody that needs to get out. And by the way, here's 7,000 scanners so you can check the biometrics of everybody to see if they're a former enemy of yours. I don't understand it, Bill. I really don't.
Yeah, this is appalling. And again, for military types, I mean, there was a viral video that went out. A lieutenant colonel, he put his rank on the table. And he knew after 17 years, Victor, I mean, here he is, less than three years away from retirement and everything, any kind of promotion. And for the sake of American lives, for the sake of this insane military, I don't know how you refer to it, but I got to, as I said, the military types, the former Marines, others, Army that I've spoken with, I mean, they're ready to get on a plane saying, hey, let's go. We just don't leave Americans behind. This is unconscionable. And this lieutenant colonel spoke out, and of course, he knew as soon as he spoke out, he was going to get fired. He was going to be done for. He may end up, with some sort of court-martial at the end of the day, but God bless him, because he's asking the same questions the rest of the people are asking. He's saying, where are these flag officers? Where are these stars from these generals who should have spoken up, and this idea that there was consensus about this. These generals know better. I mean, this is the thing that you learn in the first semester at any of the war academies. I mean, this is academic.
No, and remember, he was demonized for speaking about an egregious act of his superiors, and Lieutenant Colonel Venman of the same rank, I guess, colluded with the so-called whistleblower and basically got the president, went out of the chain of command, attacked the president publicly, as did a lot of retired generals. And now all of a sudden you can't do that. And I noticed that the director of Naval Intelligence yesterday said, I want to warn all retired officers, you're not under the Uniform Code of Military Justice to deprecate the commander-in-chief over Afghanistan. I'm thinking, wow, James Mattis said he used Nazi-like tactics. Michael Hayden tweeted that Auschwitz had come to the border under Trump. McCaffrey said he was Mussolini. So I guess it's very disturbing that the military is so weaponized that they have two sets of behaviors. So if you voice things that are woke, that's fine, even though they violate Uniform Code of Military Justice. But
exactly.
If you say things that are not woke, then you'll be prosecuted or censored or silenced.
Well, and that's a sad commentary. I mean, when I was in the military, yes, you had to honor the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice, the chain of command. This was, this is just the way it was. You just didn't step out. In fact, when I worked for the Public Affairs Office, we had a general, two-star general, speak a little bit early on the corruption of then-President Nixon. Well, that got out into the papers there in Oceanside, California, and within weeks, that two-star general was conveniently retired. And this is what happens when you violate the chain of command. But here in this country, it depends. If you're part of the Democratic narrative, hey, all honor and glory. But if you speak outside of that and you are a conservative voice or even something that, honors the military code, then you're in trouble. We have to leave it there until we get together again.
You.
Senior fellow at the Hoover Institute, Victor Davis Hanson. Thank you, Victor. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Anytime, any place.